This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. As several thousand more U.S. troops head for the Persian Gulf region, there's growing opposition in the U.N. Security Council to what's seen as the Bush administration's rush to war. The French foreign minister accused the United States of impatience in its confrontation with Iraq and said his government does not believe adequate justification has been made for military action. Support for the French position was voiced by China and Russia, which, like France, have veto power in the Security Council. NPR's Nick Spicer is in Paris. Is this a hardening of France's position?
Well, not really, but the French position has definitely been made clearer. For months now, France has been saying that inspections must be tried at a given time and that war was the worst possible solution. What is new this week is that France has evoked the possibility of a veto. President Jacques Chirac, in a newspaper interview yesterday, said that if the U.S. were to go alone in Iraq, France would have to point out that it was doing so outside of the international community, and that is seen as a veiled threat of a veto. The view that it was a veto threat was confirmed yesterday by Foreign Minister de Villepin in New York, when he said France would not support military action without U.N. approval, and that France would shoulder its responsibilities faithful to the principle that it has.
Were these remarks a surprise?
Well, not in substance, but the timing definitely amounted to something like a diplomatic ambush of the United States. France is the acting president of the Security Council, so it decided to convene a meeting of foreign ministers to discuss the war on terror. And that was particularly astute because it doesn't look weak-kneed or anti-American to talk about the war against terrorism, but the meeting quickly became an opportunity for countries to set out their opposition to a war. The reason that amounts to an ambush is because next week the Security Council receives a report from UN inspectors on Iraq. The United States had been hoping to use discussion on that report as an opportunity to win the Council around to war. Now it finds itself not only fighting an uphill battle against countries who have now set out their markers against a war on Iraq, but with the threat of a veto from France.
France's opposition to war seems to be attracting converts.
Well, it's hard to say if it's converting people and countries, but certainly France has been allowing opposition to coalesce in diplomatic terms. It pushed for the two-step approach to weapons inspections on in Iraq. First inspections, of course, then followed by war if approved, and only if approved by the Security Council. Yesterday, its ambush meeting allowed Russia and China to express again their long-standing opposition to war, and for Germany as well to say a war on Iraq might make the war on terrorism more difficult, sparking even more terrorism. In domestic opinion terms, it's hard to know if the opposition of French leaders is changing people's minds or vice versa, but polls in France and much of Europe show more and more opposition to war. The numbers are really quite high, far beyond a majority. One puts 86% of French people opposed to a war on Iraq. It's really hard to imagine a politician willing to swim against those numbers.
What happens if the Bush administration continues its drive for war?
Well, to consider the possibility of a veto, since that is the most powerful instrument in diplomatic terms that France has. France has used its veto 18 times in the UN's history. It did not during the last Gulf War. But then, as French diplomats point out, there was a real international coalition made up of more than two countries. This time, it looks more likely to veto. However, we might mention that abstention is also a possibility. Why? Because a veto, the French know, would anger the United States, and the current French government, despite appearances, is actually trying to warm up relations with Washington, and especially because a veto would drive the United States away from the multilateral fold and the Security Council. France cherishes its permanent seat there. It sees it as the keystone of its diplomacy. It wants to keep it useful, and that means it has to keep the United States in the Security Council and using the Security Council.
NPR's Nick Spicer in Paris.